I'm so excited that I'm back home in my ancestral homeland, Israel. I had an amazing and productive trip on the east coast of the United States, but I'm ecstatic to once again be home filming my Pulse of Israel videos for you here in Jerusalem. While in the United States, I had the opportunity to interview a number of true friends of Israel on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., as part of my work with the very special Yes Israel Project, where we work to strengthen the strategic alliance between Israel and the United States of America. Before I share with you my interview with Congressman Andy Barr, a true friend of Israel and the Jewish people, I just want to say thank you for joining me, Avi Abelo, for another episode of The Pulse of Israel, where I provide you with the inspiring, politically incorrect truth about Israel, the Jewish people, and the freedom-loving world. If you are not yet a subscriber, just visit pulseofisrael.com and click to subscribe. And if you like this video, and you want to help us get it seen by many more people, just click on the donate button so we can boost this video to be seen by more people. Okay, here's Congressman Andy Barr in Washington, D.C. All right, here in D.C. with one of my favorite congressmen.
My good friend, Avi.
Andy Barr, a real gem of a human being. So, Andy, you have come to Israel.
Four times.
You're going again, and you came with Ruth and Sarah. What can you tell people that's important about coming to Israel, and especially Ruth and Sarah's input on it?
Well, Americans need to understand why Israel is such an unshakable ally of the United States. They are a democracy and a sanctuary of freedom in a very difficult, complicated, dangerous part of the world. And they help the United States project our values of freedom and freedom of religion, and of course, the Judeo-Christian heritage of the United States is rooted there in the Holy Land, so it's so meaningful for so many Americans.
Congressman Barr, it is amazing seeing you again here in Washington, and all of your support, especially, I know there's an UNRWA bill down right now, I think you're a co-sponsor of?
Yes.
And that's so important to end the funding towards education, to these kids are being educated to kill Jews.
And enforcement of Taylor Force is so important.
That's right.
And in fact, we brought this up when we were in Ramallah with the PA, and we said this is not just an executive branch issue. For Congress, we don't want any funds to go into the West Bank to the PA as long as there is a policy of paying terrorists. We want to protect American taxpayers from funding terrorism.
100%. I know you're running, Congressman Barr.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say thank you very much. So, crazy day on Congress today, and I had a chance to meet and talk with Congressman Barr, a real true friend of the Jewish people in the state of Israel, as he was running from one committee meeting to another committee meeting here in the Capitol. And I just want to end this video segment, this Pulse of Israel video segment, and just reinforcing the message of focusing how blessed we are. Each and every one of you. I mean, personally, I'm standing here in front of the Capitol of the freedom-loving world with its ups and downs, meeting with congressmen and senators who are at the center of making decisions that impact all of us. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be able to be here and meet with these people every once in a while. First time since 2019 because of COVID. But I just want to say thank you to God. Thank you for allowing me to work with wonderful people and Ruth Lieberman and Sarah Pillay and the Yes Israel Project, which is about strengthening the U.S.-Israel strategic relationship and making relationships and educating congressmen and senators about the truth regarding Israel and the Jewish people, so that they're not swayed by the headlines, which is 99.9% wrong and libelous against Israel and the Jewish people. So thank you, God, and you. Always be appreciative of everything. But even more, I thank God that I live in Israel, that I'm raising my children in Israel, that the Jewish people are alive and well, that the Jewish state of Israel is alive and well with all the ups and downs and all the challenges, and we have plenty, both external and internal. But with it all, never throw the baby out with the bathwater. I am so blessed. We are all so blessed. Start your day saying thank you. Every single day and throughout the day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, off to the next meeting. Thanks for joining me, everyone.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.